7:03 on 88.5 KPLU. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with Northwest News on 88.5 KPLU. Crews continue to work on repairing a 911 outage affecting most of the state this morning, including the Puget Sound region. The problems began around 1:30 a.m. in Oregon. And for the latest, we're joined live by KPLU's Ed Ronco.
And some good news this morning, Kirsten. We're hearing from Bellevue and Kent, among other communities, that 911 service is starting to be restored there. We do want to tell you, though, that if you are having problems, you should still try to call 911 first if you have an emergency. This is an intermittent problem. If 911 doesn't work, there are alternate numbers you can call. They're listed on our website, kplu.org. Also, your local government websites should have those numbers on them, and your phone book if you don't have access to the internet right now. Do not test to see if 911 service is working this morning. Some agencies said they had a problem with that. Only call if you have an emergency. And of course, the last resort is that you can go to your nearest fire station if you really have a problem. Still no estimate on when service will be fully restored, but we'll continue to monitor and keep those alternate numbers up as long as we need to on our website.
All right, Ed, thanks so much.
Thanks.
In other news this morning, a tearful survivor of the deadly Oso mudslide says she'll never be able to go back to the place where she lived with her partner and infant son. She shared her story with reporters for the first time since the slide. KPLU's Kyle Stokes brings us her emotional account.
25-year-old bank teller Amanda Scoriance was having a quiet Saturday morning with her infant son, Duke. Duke's father, Ty Sudarth, had just hugged them both goodbye on his way to the hardware store. Then a horrible, wet, rumbling sound that she thought was an earthquake. Scoriance looked outside.
Well, the next thing I see is our neighbor's chimney coming into our front door. And I turned and I held Duke, and I did not let him go.
Scoriance told her story to reporters from her hospital bed at Harborview Medical Center. The force of the slide tore her house apart. She ended up trapped under what was left of her couch holding her son. Both of her legs were broken. Her arm and a bone behind her eye were broken too. Duke, who's 5 months old, wasn't stuck, but fractured his skull, and he was turning blue.
I thought I was losing him, so I would give him little sternal rubs. And I would pat on his chest, and I'd say, "Stay with me, bud." And then I'd ask God to not take him in front of me.
But finally, she heard the screams of search teams, and that's when Scoriance said she knew Duke would be okay. Rescue workers had to use chainsaws to remove debris to free her. She's since undergone 6 surgeries and says Duke is getting better, too. But Scoriance says the physical pain isn't as difficult to deal with as the emotional pain.
I feel guilty that I have my family and some don't.
Scoriance and her son are both listed in satisfactory condition. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.
Meanwhile, detectives with the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office have been able to cross another name off the list of missing from the Oso landslide. It's now down to 10 people. The death toll from the March 22nd slide grew to 36 yesterday, with the Snohomish County Medical Examiner's Office still trying to identify 4 of those people. Metro Transit is relying on King County voters to say yes to Proposition 1 to avoid significant cuts to service. Prop 1 would raise the sales tax by 0.1% and increase car tabs by $60. The Municipal League of King County, a government watchdog group, has closely monitored how Metro Transit operates over the past several years. Chuck Sloan with the League says the organization supports the ballot measure.
If we don't fully fund it, that will have a disproportionate impact on lower-income residents who are trying to get to work and don't have a lot of options. It could potentially have folks who, you know, are now riding the bus to work reconsider that and go back to their cars, which ultimately we don't believe is great for the region.
Metro Transit says if Prop 1 fails, it will have to cut 16% of its bus routes and more than 500,000 service hours. The Seattle Times editorial board and Bellevue's Chamber of Commerce oppose Proposition 1, saying Metro needs to cut labor costs and raise fares. The ballots are arriving at an unusual time of year. Voters need to postmark them by April 22nd. Many Seattle restaurant owners are pushing to have tips included in a higher minimum wage. It's one of the key sticking points between advocates of a $15 an hour minimum wage and business owners. More on that from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
If you're a restaurant server in Texas or Mississippi, you probably earn $2.13 an hour from your employer. That's the federal minimum wage for people who earn tips. But here, servers earn at least $9.32 an hour. Then they get tips on top of that. Washington requires that tipped workers get the same minimum wage as everyone else. But with talk of a higher minimum wage, restaurant owners are pushing back. Angela Stoll and her husband Ethan own 9 upscale restaurants in Seattle. She says she supports a higher minimum wage for the lowest paid workers, but she says the minimum wage doesn't need to rise for people who earn a lot in tips.
It's a way for businesses and specifically restaurants to increase the wage of our lowest earners, which are the back of the house, the cooks, the dishwashers, and maintain the current wages of the front of the house.
She says servers in her restaurants make about $30 an hour in tips and base pay. But City Council member Shama Sawant says paying tipped workers less and having them make up the rest in gratuities is not acceptable. She ran on a platform of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. She says nationally, tipped employees have a higher poverty rate than workers as a whole. And she says many of them don't make a lot in tips.
Think about the third shift worker at Denny's. What kind of tips are they getting?
Sawant says it's unfair to shift the burden of compensating workers onto customers and away from business owners. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.
Support for NPR comes from Sit for Life and Herman Miller, featuring the Aeron chair, including the True Black color. Sit for Less is now sitforlife.com.
Support for KPLU comes from Delta Dental of Washington, with a reminder that April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month. Regular dental visits do more than keep teeth and gums healthy. They can also be the first line of defense in the early detection of oral cancer. Info and a list of participating dentists are available at deltadentalwa.com.
Expect a partly sunny day today with highs around 60 degrees. It's 710 on KPLU.